Chapter 4. Having never been in a flight limo before, I wasn't sure what to expect. Queasiness? Yes. Maybe some vertigo. But they had to be safe, considering the rich and famous zoomed everywhere in them. Those same rich and famous were also the only ones who could afford them. The lunar refined HE3 jet fuel that powered flight limos cost a small fortune. I slid in and took the cool leather seat facing Petrov rather than the one beside him. A moment later, we were off, and I felt all the discomfort I could have wished for. However, it had little to do with seeing the streets rush by through the tinted windows. No, the nervousness, anxiety, and queasiness I felt were all thanks to the man sitting across from me.
"You must be anxious to check your Citex."
He flicked a casual hand to my bracelet.
"Your friends and family are no doubt worried about you. It's been over 24 hours since your arrest."
A whole day? I felt sick at the thought. My fingers itched with the desire to tap the bracelet, but I didn't want him spying on my personal interactions. He knew enough about me. I wasn't going to give him more fuel. I'll tell them later I had a new client who wanted complete privacy. It will annoy them, but they'll get over it. Except maybe Roy. He was going to be pissed. I wasn't sure I could even lie creatively enough to save myself from that fight. "I want to discuss what you mentioned outside. I assume that's why you tracked me down in the first place." Another smile, another view of those perfect white teeth.
"I'm not saying the reading wasn't accurate, but you are correct. Your card reading skills weren't my primary reason."
"What proof do you have she's alive? Where is she? What's your proposal? I doubt your end goal is a touching family reunion."
"That's more questions than a simple limo ride will allow for. Comfort and the cost of HE3 notwithstanding. As I said, let's discuss this over lunch."
"I can't afford the extra calorie consumption points," I said, hedging. "I'm almost at OneGov's allocation limit. I'd hate to cut back on milk next month."